7 5 6 4 0 8.
Right, when are we going? I'm so bored of saying this. When are we putting the dance moves on Radio 1 Online? All the people on unofficialmeals.co.uk want us to do it as well.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, that's reason enough then, as far as I'm concerned. Put them up straight away. They say so, more, we have to listen.
I'd quite like you to do them. Would that be all right?
No, not in a million years. Take a running jump.
Tell you what, there are some hot studs who have left some messages on Flirt Divert.
Really?
Over the last 48 hours. Oh, my God. Like, every single message. Four. So, if you're single at the moment, and if you're going through a bit of inner turmoil,
the circus is falling.
We've got loads of people who could be right up your street. For instance, this guy.
Hi, Kerry. It's James here. Well, basically, I was wondering if you wanted to meet up. Yeah, we could go for a picnic or something. My mum said she'd give us a ride up to Malvern's. And maybe we can have some sandwiches, you know, do what we do. I've got some flowers here for you. I've been, like, kind of waiting here for you. You didn't meet me today. So basically, if you want to go out, get a lift off my mum, have a bit of the James. Call me back.
A bit of a what?
A ding, I think he said, didn't he?
Ding. I feel a bit sorry for him.
He was romantic, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Sandwiches,
nice
flowers.
Nice picnic, yeah.
His mum in the car as well, like, but, you know.
Yeah. I like it how his mum will pick her up. It's good. Take her to the Malvern's. Right, gutted if you were this next bloke.
Hello, this is the guy in the red police. Can you please leave a message? Because I'm getting a bit concerned, because I've had your number since Valentine's, and you haven't come back. So I want to find out who you are. So if you give me a ring back. Thanks, bye.
Oh. Sorry.
Oh, you're horrible.
Well, and this whole feature isn't horrible, no?
No, that's a fair point.
Yeah. Check out this smoothie.
Hello, Emma, it's Kieran. I met you Saturday night in that karaoke bar. You might remember me singing, Mr. Lava Lava. I'm bombastic, a little bit of rubber. Rubber's just a glitch, and nothing more, nothing less. Just give me a ring anytime you want, and you can take me out. See you later.
Brilliant. Great. Someone from Boyzone who does a Shaggy impression.
Yeah. I thought he sounded like Brian McFadden.
I'm bombastic, a little bit of rubbish. Rubbish is a glitch, and nothing more, nothing less. I'm bombastic, a little bit of rubbish. Rubbish is a glitch, and nothing more.
Good morning. You wouldn't turn him down, would you? Right, and here's that woman we played earlier. She's very sorry.
Oh, hi, Steve. It's Sarah. I'm just phoning again. It's to apologise about running over your foot the other night. The date was fantastic. I didn't mean to rush off like that. But when you needed the toilet as desperately as I did, then I had to rush off before I came back to your apartment. So if you'd like to give me a call, you've got my number. And I'll leave it at that. All right then, Steve. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Oh. And then she's back again.
Oh, hi, Steve. It's only me again, Sarah. Because I've got such a guilty conscience. I've only just phoned you. This is like my second message I've left. Because I've got such a guilty conscience. I was just wondering, how is the foot? I mean, is it broken or fractured or just sprained or something? Because I did run it over real good, didn't I? So, anyway, I'm apologising in advance. I hope you don't just ignore me, because otherwise that's just what some people call using. It was a pure accident, so I'm sorry. So just give me a call back. You've got my home and my mobile number. And I'll definitely call you back. All right then, Steve. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Was it broken or fractured?
I did run it over real good, didn't I? 0770-756-408. Put it in your phone.
0770-756-408. How is the foot? I mean, is it broken or fractured or just sprained or something? Because I did run it over real good, didn't I?